In this world of competitive interaction, all parties hustled for advantage. Trade in goods was important, but it was the trade in ideas that mattered. Emblematic of this rocketing growth were the Olmecs' neighbors in Oaxaca, the Zapotec, whom Flannery and Marcus studied for more than two decades. The Zapotec were based across the mountains from the Olmec in Oaxaca's high central valley, 340 to 60-mile-long bowls that intersect in a ragged Y. By about 1550 BC, they were abandoning the life of hunting and gathering to live in villages with defensive palisades. These early villages had wattle and daub houses, fine pottery, and some public architecture. They were controlled by big men, the social scientist's term for the alpha male, who was able in such informal settings to enforce his will through persuasion or force. Within a few hundred years, the big men acquired rank. That is, they began to wield power not only because of their personal charisma, but also because their societies had given them an elevated official position. It is the difference between the leading spirit on a pickup basketball team and the officially selected captain of a college squad. After this, political consolidation proceeded apace. Soon the valley was dominated by three main chiefdoms, one at each endpoint of the Y. They did not get along. A 30-square-mile buffer zone in the middle, Flannery and Marcus noted, was virtually unoccupied. The biggest of the three chiefdoms was located near today's village of San Jose Mogote. Around 750 BC, it was attacked and its temple razed in a fire so intense that the clay walls melted. San Jose Mogote quickly rebuilt the temple a few yards away. Across the new threshold, artisans laid a carved stone. Splayed across its face, suitable for stomping on, was a bas-relief of a naked, disemboweled male corpse, apparently a defeated enemy, blood welling from his side. The carving, to my taste, is beautifully done, as graphically elegant, despite the gory subject matter, as a Matisse. What matters most to researchers, though, is not the design, but the two curious marks between the cadaver's feet. The two marks are glyphs, the oldest firmly dated writing in the Americas. Despite their brevity, they are full of information, both because of the nature of written language and because of the special way Mesoamerican people chose their names.